Okay, if you go into Array Group 3rd PHP, and the one I'm looking at, simply because, as usual, it's easier to go from the top alphabetically than in any reasonable order, because I can't remember the reasonable order. Okay, so this is just two ways of setting up an associative array. On the first one, I said, okay, I've got a department name that's girls. So my key is going to not be a number, but my key is going to be a word that I'm associating with another word. And that's what's called an associative array, although it could have numbers, obviously. So I have a department name that I've set up with girls, okay, rather than have an HTML that sets something in. And then I've said department manager equals array. And I've said, okay, women's I want to associate with Reynolds. Men's I'm associating with Johnson. Girls with Adams. Boys with Costa. And so I'm now saying echo out the words department manager and then go to this department manager array. Use department name as the index or key. And extract the manager's name. So since girls was the key, it went in and came up with Adams. And so I'm seeing down here department name Adams. And then if I want to do a for each on that array, I say for each department manager as name manager. And what that does is the name gets associated with women's, men's, okay, because the name comes before the equal greater than. And manager gets associated with Reynolds Johnson, okay? And so I go through and I say echo out the department name followed by the name, which is going to get me women's, men's, girls, boys. And the department manager followed by the manager, which is going to get me Reynolds, Johnson, Adams, or Costa. Okay? And I go through for each, and I print them out.
So what happens when you say department name equal girls, but then, oh, wait, nope, never mind.
The for each has forgotten about that. I'm not using it.
Okay, nope.
That was the line above. And then I said, okay, an alternative to setting that up would be to say department array and put the whole thing in square brackets. And that also works. So it's just basically two ways that it can be set up, and they work exactly the same way.
In the statement below where you did the department manager, where you said girls and you associated with Adams, that's why on the echo, Adams will come up.
That's right.
Okay, all right.
So I have an echo where I went and got an individual one based on information. And then I have a for each where I loop through the entire array.
So does the array command redistribute the order in which, because first you did department name, and then when you did department manager, the order in which you set up all the associations, you did women's, men's, girls, boys, that set the order of which all that stuff is stored.
The array, when I set it up, set the order, yeah.
Okay.
And the for each is going through the array.
Got that.
The girls was just, let's say I had a user type in information about what department they wanted to see in an HTML, and then I brought it over, and now I'm going to go and retrieve the manager of that department.
Okay.
So the girls was just an individual thing, and rather than go through the HTML and... And as I said, probably next week we'll get to doing it all on one thing.
So why would you do that? Why would you do the department name and then do the department manager?
Because I wanted to know who the manager of that department was.
Oh.
I mean, it's my thinking is as simple as that.
Okay.
I want to know who the manager of the department is.
Fair enough.
Okay. So... Anyway, the main purpose of this is to just show you that there are two very basic ways that you can set this up. And you can doesn't matter which you do. And I kind of use them interchangeably. And so I'm trying to show you that either one of them will work, and I got exactly the same results. Okay. So, we looked at size, we looked at sorting. I'm going to take the next one going down, and actually, I'm not going to, because it's almost a duplicate of one of the ones I did last time. Price, I'm going to leave alone. Price gets into a whole variety of loops that aren't used very often. I suggest you look at it at some point, but it's not something I want to spend a lot of time on, so I'm leaving that for you. Associative check. Okay, that one is more interesting, so we will look at it. Okay, so on this one, again, I've set up an array, and I have set down here for each CIS 195 as the key and the value. Then I will go in and I will print out the name of the key, which in this case is credits, and the value, which is 3, or semester and S, or names and PHP. So again, it's just going through and doing it and showing the results. Okay. So I'm showing again the key and the value. That's what I'm basically getting at, is key and value. So it's very similar to the one that I looked at first, but it is just doing it for a simple one-line array so that I can have all the information about CIS 159, and then I can also set up an array for the information about CIS 150. Okay, and what did I do? I just did what I didn't want to do.
So you should be able to, in, let's say, in the first for each loop, do an if statement to say, if names, if, let's say there was more than one, let's say there was multiple values in credits, semester, and names. Mm-hmm. You could test to see if names said PHP and MySQL and then echo that, right?
Right.
Okay.
Let me just quickly look. This is an alternative way to set it up. I mean, it's too bad that, in fact, there are 5,000 ways to set these things up, but there are. Can I get that? Thank you. And this one is associative array. Is an alternate way of setting it up, if you like it better. A department name men's is like I had department name girls before, but now I've set up the array, and I'm setting it up in that particular way, where I'm saying, okay, if it's women's, it's going to be Reynolds. So it's another way of setting it up. And basically, I'd pick a way and say, this is the main way that I'm going to do it from now on, and just do it that way, as opposed to trying to cope with all of the ways that you can set it up. But I'm showing them to you because if you see them, you ought to be able to recognize that that is a legitimate way of doing it. Okay, so I have department name men's, so I said echo out the department name men's, and the department manager, which is the department manager that the department name is pointing to. So I know that it is men's, and so I go in and I say, okay, the department manager department manager for women's is Reynolds. The department manager for men's is Johnson. So since it's men's, I'm pulling out Johnson. So that's one more way that you can set the thing up. There was clearly a meeting at a table and nobody was willing to compromise, and so all of the ways were considered acceptable. And this one just does the same thing, except that it loops through. Whoops, wrong thing. So this is associative array all. And so that just loops through and shows everybody. So it's doing, for all of these, I'm going in and doing a single retrieval, which means that I've got girls in this case, and coming up with a single retrieval, and then I'm doing a for each to get them all. Because those are the main things that you want to do. You want to be able to retrieve something, or you want to be able to see the contents of the array. Really like to turn that off. Okay, these are interesting. Called what? Associreg array test com. I really need to have a better method. Associreg array test com. God knows how I came up with that, but anyway, that works. Okay, this one is getting into curly braces. There are times when it basically gets confused, is about the best way of explaining it. And it just can't handle it. And curly braces can help. And I've got a couple of examples of curly braces up here. So I started out and I've got two arrays. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 associated with the department name. And then once I have the department name, I can associate the manager. And I started out with a department number of 3. Okay, so I've got a department number of 3. And that would then get me girls out of the first array. And then girls would get me Adams out of the next array. Okay, so I tried writing that. And I wrote echo department name. And then I said department name array. And I went in with the department number, which was 3. And so that is going to work just fine. And I get girls. And then I said, and department name, manager. Well, what I wanted to do in department manager is go to the department manager table and take the department or name array that I found. Okay, if you look over here, department name array, department number was girls. Right? Department name array modified by department number, which is 3, gets me girls. So now I want to go to the manager one, department manager. I want to go in using girls to get Adams. But instead of writing girls there, what I wanted to do was use the thing that I used to get girls in the first place and put that in the square brackets. Well, it got confused. and it couldn't handle it. However, if I put it in curly braces, then for some bizarre reason, it says, okay, I can do that. So putting the whole thing in curly braces makes it work. Okay, so if you find yourself going in with multiple layers of these, kind of like in this case, I've got square brackets, multiple layers of them, and it doesn't seem to be working, put the whole thing in curly braces and see if that will make it work. And it frequently does. So it didn't work when I had that line, but when I put the curly braces in, it was able to understand. Okay? So the curly braces are basically, this should be working, why isn't it working? I'm going to put curly braces around it and see if that will make it work. And if that makes it work, then I'm happy. Okay? And if you read the technical explanation of this, you'll be confused as well. And so what, basically, I kind of came away from that whole thing with is, if it doesn't work and I think it should work, I'll put it in curly braces and see if it will work. And it seems to work really well. Feel free to read the explanations of this, but the explanations are... And maybe I read too many explanations, which is what my problem was. But anyway, I think it really does explain itself better by saying it gets confused with the double layers of square brackets and all of that sort of thing, and somehow the curly braces lets it resolve that. And as I said, I'll look at a couple of other things with curly braces. The alternate is to set up what I called, in this case, hold areas. So I said department name array modified by department number, and the department number was 3, so that put girls into the hold area. Okay? And then I said, okay, now department manager, and I just broke it down, and for some reason breaking it down seems to make it work all right. Okay? So that when it's not in the long stream, that worked all right when it's all alone. And that's essentially what the curly braces does, is kind of isolates it in the same way that doing it separately does. And so it tends to work. Okay, so putting it in and doing it separately and then coming up with the two answers and then doing an echo of the two answers is an alternative to making it work. Okay. But in fact, you know, there's a, PHP lets you put all of this stuff inside a set of quotes. And most other languages do not let you mix variables and literals and everything else all in one line. And so it was a brilliant idea, I guess, except that it doesn't always work. And when it doesn't always work, curly braces is one of your solutions. Questions? Without asking me how the curly braces work.
So are you saying in this example, and I might have misunderstood you, on the line where it says echo department name, dollar sign, department name, array, square bracket, department no, are you saying that that is not working, or it is?
It's not working before I put in the curly braces.
Which is to the right of that.
Okay. Yeah, so right. I mean...
Yep. Got it.
If we take the line and watch it work this time, right? If we take this line and we duplicate it. Wait a minute. Did I take the right line? Yes. And I duplicate it and I take out the curly braces. Okay, so I'm now taking out the curly braces. And I'm doing a refresh. Okay. Did I save it? No. That would explain why it didn't work.
I got an expecting error when I tried it.
And if you then click on that.
Yeah.
Okay. It got an unexpected And that's what I told you was getting confused about was the square brackets. And so I got an unexpected on the square bracket and said, oh. And basically, that was the problem.
No, what I was asking was in the beginning of the echo statement where it says department name, and then it says dollar sign,
everything else works fine.
Okay, all right. I thought that was supposed to not be working.
No.
Showing, okay.
No.
My
The problem was that it was too much on that line.
Right.
And when I break it down into its separate components and put them into hold areas, then it worked. Because it wasn't too much, but I had too much going on in that line. And it just got lost. And so, the basic thing there is when you've got these kind of a layered thing going on, if you put it inside the curly braces, it tends to work. You can also break it down and do one component at a time, and that's going to work. Okay? Any other questions? And I think I did the same thing on this one, basically. I don't think there's any difference much there. Except that I did the alternative way of handling it. Okay? So I put these two alternatives together. That I could have done it this way, and I commented those all out. Said that is the way I can do it as well. Okay? So essentially, I can break it down and do it that way, or I can just put array and put the whole thing in like that for an associative array, and it will work. And so I took those and broke them down into one-liners, and it's the same thing. Except instead of having the multiple line setup of the array, I have a one line setup of the array. Okay. So that was what I did there. Okay, that one I can make go away. A test is looking at the curly braces again. And this one is one that you really kind of need to go over at some point and look at. Basically, I played with it. And I came up with a lot of different ways that I could write that. So I have address as an array, and I have the street as an associative array, and I'm saying associate street number with 123, associate street name with name, and associate street type with ST. Then I said, okay, echo out the street address. And I did it a whole lot of different ways, playing around with the curly braces. And this may be more information than you ever want to know, okay? But anyway, I could do it by putting the dollar sign that goes with address outside the curly braces. And that one worked. Okay?
Wow.
Exactly.
There's just no rules here.
You got it.
No wonder this is so popular.
And there's just a load of different ways that you can do it. Some that work, some that don't. They involve using quotes. They involve where the dollar sign goes.
This.
And as I said, this may be far more information than you ever wanted to know.
There was a Fortran 77 class I took in 1985. It was confusing, but the level of confusion here is epic compared to that.
And I probably shouldn't have even done this one. I mean, I really shouldn't.
Do we know why that is, or did they just say, hey, look, it's okay either way?
I mean, basically. Damn. Basically, basically, as I said, my conclusion is that there were a whole lot of people sitting at the table when this was.
Yeah.
And nobody was willing to give up their idea.
Or like, a whole bunch of people did it that way, and then a whole bunch of people had done it the other way, and then the meeting of minds said, oh, if we change this, it's going to invalidate all of our code.
Exactly.
And they decided to go roll.
Only, I think there were 3 or 4 or 5 groups,
oh, yeah,
as opposed to the 2 groups you were talking about.
If I ever get a time machine, I'm going back.
So, as I said, I mean, I really think that when you have nothing better to do, maybe this summer, that you want to take this one back out and do some playing on your own. Because it really is bizarre, the combinations that they come up with that will work. And I tried some other things, and you can see the ones that didn't work. I put the word error after when I commented them out so that it wouldn't crash. But those are the ones that didn't work. Okay.
Any thoughts on why those 4 didn't work? Or those 2 didn't work?
No.
Okay.
I think I probably did at the time I did this, because I was actually going and checking and looking up things, which is why I'm saying I really think it's something that if you really want to get into PHP, you really ought to sit down and play with some of this. But for now, it really isn't important, because it's just additional ways you can do something that, in fact, you're not going to probably choose to do.
That last example has 2 sets of curly brackets mixed up on the last segment that says address s type curly brackets.
Right, and I just did that to show that I could do that, and it worked. Actually, that line I added in recently. The other lines were all there. That line I added in recently.
That was a pure guess on that last line? Or?
No, I think I could have probably done everything without the curly braces at all, because those were pretty straightforward. So if I take this line, and I take out the curly braces, whoops, on this line. I think I was trying everything on that line. Nope. Okay, so what did I do wrong? Street address concatenated with. Does anybody see what I must have messed up? Because I thought that looked pretty good. Oh, I don't have a... No, there's the final quote on that. There's the final quote, and that one didn't have a final quote. So what is it saying?
It says
Unexpected
white space.
Unexpected quote mark.
Yep. I bet that's it. Nope.
Nope.
The one above that one that you just did.
Yeah.
Where you put the quotation marks?
Yeah, I put them around that one thing.
Yeah, the last one on the line that's above the one you were just working on.
Yeah.
All right, it says address, street type.
Yep.
But there's no quotation marks there.
But I just put them in.
Above that.
Yes, right, and it worked. The one above it worked.
Oh.
The one above it, I was trying everything. So I put the dollar sign outside, then I put the dollar sign inside, and then I put no quotes, and it worked just fine. And if he'd kept out of it and hadn't told me that, I'd have been in great shape here.
Sorry.
But don't see.
It's definitely something with that line.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely something with that line. And if I put the curly braces back in, it works.
Yeah.
So,
It doesn't work with curly braces.
Are you seeing me? Yep. If you take out all the double quotation marks, it works.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it would on that.
If you take all, if you do all the double quotation marks around the dollar sign address and the
and brand. If you also take out the single quotes inside, it works. Okay?
If you take the single quotes out but leave the double quotes in?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And now we can try it taking the double quotes out and leaving the single quotes in.
So it likes the curly braces in and out, but it don't like this.
Yeah, like looking at all this, it literally makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. I'm completely with you.
Sorry, once again.
Who's like, and they teach this in school.
No, they don't. We just say, have a good time. You figure it out.
Oh, my God. It's just nuts. It's crazy. What? There's got to be a reason for that.
And probably feel free.
There's like a million different ones from what I've been looking at. There's like a million reasons you can get that error, but the single quotes it sets could be it.
That's just
so the brackets are essential. Nobody knows why.
I don't get it now. Does that make sense?
Okay, so now let's.
How's it work sometimes?
Apparently. Okay, just making sure we're all on the same page.
I think it might be if you have double quotes and then something in single quotes.
Okay, so now I completely messed it up. Oh, that's right. With the double quotes, you needed to keep the single quotes, right?
No.
Taking out the double quotes.
Take out the double quotes, leave the single quotes.
Yes, and that I took out both. And I'm sure there are wonderful explanations of this. Yep, that worked. Okay. So that's
maybe it's how it's evaluating because the quotation marks are saying, okay, take this literal string, it sees the dollar sign ADR, and then inside the brackets it says, oh, STNO. Well, that's this, and I'm going to evaluate that as to what its value is up in the ADR array, which is 1, 2, 3. Who knows? I don't know.
You sound about like the explanations I've read.
It's just how the quotation marks are qualifying.
Right,
it's got to
right.
be it. It's got to
be it. No, single quotes and double quotes have different evaluations. And yes.
Oh, I think I know.
Anyway, those are a whole lot of different things that you can do, which basically gets you to the point, if the line doesn't work, stop playing with it. Feel free to play with this to your heart's content. And then I had an experiment with braces, which is also the same basic kind of thing. And the problem is you're not going to find this in too many books because they avoid this too. Okay, so here is using the curly braces again. So I said using curly braces and I just put it around dollar sign Lang and it worked. I would never really need to do that, but I could. And then I said without curly braces and that worked. And then I said I defined toy as what? And I decided that I wanted to write the sentence, put your toys away. Okay, but toy was defined as what? So if I went in and said, put your what's away, it obviously didn't recognize it because it was what? Okay. If I say, put your dollar sign what, leave a space and have an S, I can get it, but that doesn't really read as toys. But if I put the what in curly braces and then put the S on it, then I get the what's. I get the toys. Okay, so in that case, I use the curly braces to enclose the dollar sign what, and then I could put the right the S right after it, and it understood that this was to take the content toy, and then the S would come right after it.
So the curly braces operate almost like a delimiter and a qualifier.
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, they really, you know, when in doubt, throw in some curly braces and see what it will get you.
Tech support. Hey, Joe, what's wrong?
Curly braces. Curly braces. But I thought this one was kind of interesting. You know, if I want to write toys, I can put that around and I get toy and then I add the S. And that one is something that's kind of practical. Because there might be a time when you wanted to do that, wanted to add something else in.
There's a lot of opportunity there for a unique, like, acronym name if there's a problem with curly braces. Sounds like it's a CB error. I'll have to check it.
You're just going wild with this.
we actually had one that was called the Subcats error that would pop up when somebody would make a mistake. One of the companies had that, and it was short for it, short between the keyboard and the seat. Because they would enter, it's very simple. They had one simple thing, the user had one simple thing to enter, and if they got it wrong, an error would pop up. So it was Subcats, which is a short between the keyboard and the seat. Yeah, you have fun with that kind of stuff.
Okay. And then there is a whole set of ones that go through most of what we've been looking at with the colors. And I just did a series of them. And you can kind of take a look at those. The while loops, again, I'm going to kind of skip over. But there is a while loop that you can also use. I don't find that it's heavily used, but there are some while loops down there. So I have the colors, and the big thing that I did with these colors is show you how you can kind of flip the numbers around in the array and still have things come out all right. So I think, well, I'll take a quick what's colors basic. Okay, so this is just an array that goes through everything, and I don't think there's a curly brace inside, so I think we're okay.
This is interesting.
So I've got colors basic dot php. Okay, so I've got the color is red, yellow, green, blue, and all that good stuff. Okay. So how does this work?
Well, you're telling it that you're, in the echo statement, you're taking it to a larger header size. And then you're telling the style equal colors equal to, and then the rainbow color, which is what you've got built into the rainbow array.
I'm lost. Where are you?
Somewhere in the curly brackets. You're lost somewhere in the curly brackets.
Yeah, right.
Look for the curly
brackets. I've got a rainbow array here, right? And I've got the colors red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now what am I doing?
So then you're echoing rainbow position 0, which is red.
Right.
Then you're echoing rainbow position 5, which is purple. And
right.
And that's just the name. But then for CT equals 0 until CT is, while CT is less than 6, CT equals CT plus 1. Okay, you're telling that echo statement to set the color and the style based on what's in the array, based on its position.
Right. So I've got the style equals color, and rainbow count, and so I am getting it to give me the colors in red. Okay, so the style equals color, color colon, and then I said rainbow and get the color that is, so 1, 0 rather gets me red, 1 gets me orange, 2 gets me yellow, and so forth, and then I write out the same word, so the color is red. So I use the red to go into the style, and I use the red to also write as the word. So I'm writing out here, the color is red, and I've used red to make it the style.
How could you count the number of items in the array rather than pass it that value? You could, you know how you have it hard-coded on the 4?
Yeah, and yes. There's what, length, size of, both of those work. So if you go back, there's one right up here, the size function. And the size function gets you the count of how many things are in the array, and it gets you the size of. Okay, so you could throw in that and use that stuff as well. So then the next one, I've got for each. And I think I gave up on colors at that point. They were lovely, but... And so I went through here, and I've got a for each that went... Okay, then went through, and I've got colors red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple. Okay. And that one's fairly straightforward. Then the next one is for each one. Okay, so now I decided to complicate the issue. And notice in the array, I have associated 0 with red, orange is 3, yellow is 5, so I've kind of messed up all the colors. Okay? So when I say go and get the 0 thing in the array, it goes and gets red. When I say go and get the 5th thing in the array, it finds 5. Notice it's not going by position, it's finding 5. Because I said rainbow 5. So it goes and gets the yellow. And then I said rainbow 1. And apparently I don't, oh, rainbow 1 doesn't have anything. So I get a blank line. And then I said rainbow 2, which got me purple. Then when I decided to use the for each, I went through, and I'm going to go through sequentially. And so it's going to give me the colors in order, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, and nothing. But I use a count, and so it is giving me the numbers in the count, which go 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So the numbers that I'm getting here are not the numbers from the array. Why would I want to do this? God knows. But I started playing with a bunch of this stuff, and it kind of points out that, you know, the numbers up here, when it goes through the array, it goes through in order. Okay, and why I did the other part, as I said. Unfortunately, I have... I experimented too much. What can I say? And then two. Two is going through and giving me the numbers that actually go with the array. So I said, for each index and color, and now I'm throwing out the index, and so you're seeing 0, 3, 5 as they sequentially go along. So, in other words, the array, those numbers are meaningless to the array, is what I'm trying to say. You know, it's no different than having, like we had women's, girls, boys. Well, 0, 3, 5 are just numbers. They're not sequential numbers, they're just numbers. Okay, so when I say, go find the one that has a 2, it finds purple. Just like if I said, go find the one that has girls, it came up with atoms. Okay, so those numbers are not really the sequential numbers. Those are just numbers associated with that color. And usually we put them in order because it makes sense to us. But here I wanted the words, red, orange, yellow, in order, but I had, for some reason, had different numbers associated with them. And that's fine. I can associate different numbers with them, and it will work just fine. Yeah.
So why is the last one going where this
one? Because the last one I had the word count in here, and it said count equals count plus one, and I was printing count there, not index. Count was told, and that's why I ended up doing that that I did before, was to kind of show that if I wanted to count these and put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I could do it with count there. But I couldn't do it with the index because the index had arbitrary numbers. And as I said, think of those numbers like we thought of girls, atoms, boys, whatever. And so the number is just the index. And so it goes and finds the key or the index. It goes, when I set up here, give me rainbow multiplied by 5, it looks and finds the one that has the key of 5, and then it returns yellow, because that has the key of 5. But it's not caring about position, it's caring about what's in the key and what's in the value. Hopefully you're getting an idea of how arrays work instead of getting totally confused. This is called colors specify index, whatever. Colors TY. Okay. So I'm using count to go in up and extract a something from the array. This one I had back in auto. And I'm using count to go up and specify something in the array, and I'm using my for statement that I am controlling as opposed to the for each. And I'm not sure that adds anything to anything, but that's what that one is. Specify index 1, what does that have? That has the same thing, but it takes it out of order. So specify index 1, the array is now out of order where I go 0, 3. So what's happening here? It's certainly not giving me red, orange, yellow, green, blue. Okay, so what's it doing?
It's as a step through the array, it's using CT as the index, and it's finding the associated element and printing
that. That's right. It's finding, it's using count, and I'm saying, okay, the count is, and I'm printing out count going from 0 to 6. And then I'm saying the color is rainbow modified by count. Well, count is the key or index. So it goes and finds the 0, 1 and gives me red, then it goes and finds the 1 and gives me nothing, and then it finds count as 2 and gives me purple, and it goes through there. Count is being used to go and find that in the index, in the key of the index. Okay. And then the last one is colors, words, sub. So I used first, second, third, fourth, and so forth. And this one is called what? Colors, word, sub. I really need to. Okay, so in this one, I'm going in and I'm saying rainbow as index color. So index is the first word and color is the second. And so I'm going in and saying the first, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth. And I've got them back in order, but I didn't have to. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth is like using the numbers. But I just wanted to make the point that I made before that it can be a number or it can be a word. Okay. Actually, we have a few minutes, so I'm going to look at the Hoyas. Because I didn't think we'd make it through all of them. The while, rather. Okay, so the while. And this one is called while array. So they actually, huh?
The first while array?
Yep, okay. The one that just says while array. Okay, so I basically, in the while array, I have an array. Jungle has an elephant, domestic has a dog, and wild has a wolf. God knows where those came from. Anyway. I must have been doing animals with a grandchild at around this time. Okay, so we've got echo, animal array, domestic, and we see dog. So again, the domestic of the jungle, domestic, and wild is the key, okay, or the index that's going in and getting it. And with the while, they use these things called like current and next. So the current thing in the animal array is going to be called animal. Okay? So it is coming out with the first one, which is jungle elephant, then domestic dog, and wild wolf. The current one, whatever's current, is going to be showing. And so I put out the key of whatever is current, and the key would be either jungle, domestic, or wild. And then I put out the current, which is kind of basically like saying the value, the key and value. So I put out the current, and I got elephant, dog, and wolf. And then I said next down at the bottom, which means go to the next one, which then becomes the current one, and it goes through. And as I said, I don't see that often in PHP. And one of the things that I do periodically is you when you're going through and just browsing on the web, you come up with a lot of PHP. And periodically I'll go and just look at the view source and try to guess what they're doing and just look at, you know, what's coming out and try to figure out how the different ways I could do that. As I said, I've got time on my hands. So anyway. Okay. So that's how the while works. And I've got another one where I reset it and went through it again. Okay, reset means to reset the array. So this is 2, right? Okay. So I went through and just put out the key, and then I went through and just put out the current, which is the value. Okay, but I reset between doing them so that it would start over at the top. So the reset in between gets it to do that. And then I don't even remember what the last one was, because I'd already determined that we weren't going to do those. While array, no. Good, I made it go away again. Why am I getting while right? Because I've got too many open. What have I done? While array now. Trying to figure out what the no means. That I guess I didn't put out the key? As I said, I didn't look at this one. This one only has the current. No, it has the key. Just the key, rather. It doesn't have the current. So I'm just putting out the key. Okay. Now what I would like you to do is, since we actually have 8 minutes... open the other one, the next thing that's under the page, and it is images first group. And this is more of our arrays, but now it's arrays looking at images. So it's under this week, and it's called images array first group or something like that. Images first group PHP. There we have it. So download that one.
I already did that.
You already did that, so organized, and so did you, apparently. And I didn't put that up till fairly late last night, did I?
Yeah. I didn't notice. I just, by habit, I come up here as soon as I get into class. I just, whatever's there, I download it and have it ready to go. It's a lot easier to follow you that way.
What?
You told me that a couple weeks ago, and ever since you said that, I've done it too.
Yeah.
Okay, so here is a random image. And if you look when you download this, there is a directory in the thing that you downloaded, which has a lot of images in it. Okay, so this is one of the family dogs. So I said display a random image. So I have a series of dog images that are stored as dog150.jpg, and the JPEG actually has capital letters. dog225.jpg. And so if you go and look in those images,
every time you refresh it, it grabs a random one.
That's right. So if you go back up and look under the images, those are the images that I have. Okay, so they're all in the JPEG. They all have JPEG, and there was capital JPEG because whatever I was using to take the pictures gave me the capitals on JPEG, and I just left them that way. So, we're going to go back and look at this and look at the output. Okay, so those are the images in my array, and I did not put the .jpg on them. I just put the name of the image. Then to get a random number, I said index is going to be the result of getting me a random number. And the random number is going to be from 0 to the count of how many thing are in dog images minus 1. Okay, so there are 6 things in dog images, so it's going to go 0 to 5. Okay, so I'm getting a random number. And then I said the image equals images, so I needed to go to the subdirectory images. Go get a dog image modified by index. And so if I had a 0, I would be getting dog150. If I had a 1, I'd be getting dog225. And add the .jpg to it. So I'm getting the name of the image, and I'm adding the .jpg to it. Okay? And then I close my PHP. And then I go back to HTML and I say my image source equals, and within the image source I go back into PHP and I echo out the image.
I thought you had to do the dot slash to indicate from the current directory go down, but you don't. When you do images slash dollar sign dog images.
No, it's just images is just a subdirectory. I'm not backing up any. I'm going into a subdirectory.
Right, but dot dot is a directory above you.
Yes,
dot
right.
Is a current directory.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, I don't think I ever had to use dot for our current directory, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Why do you have to use that? I've never used it.
I've always used it.
Okay,
forever.
So habit's a wonderful thing, and I have never used it forever.
Okay, it's not necessary. That's all I need to do.
Somewhere in my life, somebody probably told me I could do the dot, and it looked like more work than I wanted to do. I don't. So there's the image, and then if I do, a refresh, I'm getting another image. And if I do a refresh, I'm getting another image, and I just keep going through and getting other images depending on the refresh, because that's getting me a new random number, and a new random number means I am grabbing from up there, and I'm adding .jpg to it, storing it as $ the image. But I need the image source equals. So I go out to HTML, get me the image source equals, And then once I say imageless equals, I say, okay, go back into PHP and take the address that I have, which is $theimage, and do that. And then I end my PHP, end my paragraph, end my body, and end my HTML. So that gets me an image. Okay. Questions. Okay. That was an introduction to what we're going to do on Thursday. So we're going to play around with this stuff on Thursday. And we'll be all set. So as I said, this is getting into, we're going to be doing more arrays, but it's arrays now that are going to contain information about images that I want, as opposed to other things that I might want. Okay, we're done. With 1 minute to spare.